Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. It is so good to be with you once again. Welcome to the place to get everything that you need to get the cleaning company you've always wanted, the cleaning company you deserve. If you'd like to be guests on the show, if you've got questions for me, or you just want to hire me to speak at your next event, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or you can give us a call directly at 480-648-5149. Do it now. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Maddie Bilal from NCS Property Service Group. NCS has been serving South Sydney, Australia to the Central Coast and New South Wales with commercial and residential services for 5 years. If you want to reach out to Maddie and his team, you get a hold of them at www.ncspropertyservices.com.au for Australia. Welcome to the show, Maddie. Tell us about how you got in the cleaning business.
Thank you, Mike. I got in the cleaning business by accident, by default, actually. I was studying and I was doing window cleaning on the side with a family friend. And we decided to kick it up a notch into a little side business with furniture removal. But unfortunately, he passed away of cancer, and I sort of relaxed the business a little bit, and then I picked it back up, and here I am.
Man, I'm so sorry to hear. That's a terrible way to lose a business partner, my friend.
It is. It was pretty tough on him, but I learned a lot through the stages, and it's got me to where I am today. I did not think I'd be in the cleaning business. I was studying, so I got here by default.
All right. Well, welcome to the cleaning business and to Cleaning Nation. So obviously, you're calling from Australia. How'd you get hooked up with our show, my friend?
Oh, actually, I was on a job site one day and I was looking at YouTube for some ideas on a job I was doing, and came across your podcast, and I've been listening ever since.
Okay, fantastic. So I think, we've had South Africa, we've had Australia. I don't know if you're our first Australian guest or not, but we love having people all over the world, and it's so much fun to kind of learn about how business is done elsewhere, and hopefully I'll be able to help you as well. So before we jump into helping you, are you married, guy? Do you got kids? Tell us a little bit about the life and times of Maddie.
I've got a partner, and we've got two children, ages 4 and 5, boy and a girl, and they're sort of the motivation behind why I got back into the business full-time.
Oh, fantastic. Well, on that note, I would love to contribute any way I can. How can I help you today, my friend?
I want to break away from subcontracting. I'm a subcontractor. I've got accounts of my own and subcontract, but the bigger ones are subcontracted. And I want to use those, the experience I've gained, to compete with those bigger companies. So I want to learn how to compete with them and how to stand out, basically.
Okay. Well, we've talked about this kind of tangentially off and on in a couple different episodes, but I'm glad to talk about specifically how to transition from subcontractor to contractor. First of all, and I think I did a podcast a little while back and we talked about this, people get caught up thinking that your customers care a ton about you. One of the good things is we are not neurosurgeons, right? If I'm going to let you cut my brain open and try and do some good in there, I'm going to definitely need some experience, right? The stakes are pretty high and I'm uncomfortable with you just saying, hey, I watched a video, let me try it. The flip side is, yep, because we're not in that business, we're in the commercial contracting business. And again, it may be a little different in Australia, but certainly in the States and even with the overseas people I've talked to, people really just want to know that you can solve their pain. So sometimes they'll ask for experience, but what they really want to know is, you know, again, we're cleaning, right? So it's not like you're going to go in. Are you talking about? Actually, I should ask a couple questions first. Are you talking about floor work and carpet cleaning? Or are you talking about janitorial services or both?
we cover the whole lot. So we work 7 days a week. We do retail stores. We do buildings. We do offices, medical centers.
Right. The services you perform, yep. Do you perform janitorial cleaning services or floor work or carpet or all three?
All three.
Okay. So I don't know that I would attempt to start with floor work. I'm a big fan of janitorial because it's monthly, and I know the floor work one by one can be a little more profitable in terms of margin. But if you think about it, you do a floor job for $2,000 and it costs you, you know, whatever, and you make $1,000, that's not bad. But when you sell a commercial cleaning contract for $1,500 a month, you'll get paid that $1,500 a month for years to come. So overall, that's, you know, just more profit. So I always start with the janitorial.
Yeah.
Certainly when you're going to floor work, it might be a little harder to get direct and they might want a little more experience. Not always. Generally, they're just going to want to know, can you solve my problem? And you'd be surprised at how, if you bid right, if you present, if you have a good presentation of your bid package, if you have a good conversation with them, if you set the stage right, they're really... I don't know that when I had my commercial contracting company, I'm sure it happened once or twice, but I can't remember ever somebody saying, tell me, who have you done this before? Like, I don't trust you. Like, what experience do you have? If I just presented myself well, that was enough. So that's where I'd start. I think some of it might be, have you been running into that problem of people saying, I want a list of your other customers, or is that just a fear that you have might happen?
Sometimes they ask for references. Other than that, if they're out looking for someone, the bigger, more well-known companies is who they're going for. Not so much. They're not looking at our website. They're not looking in our direction. That's what I mean.
Okay, so it sounds like there's two pieces of it. One is how do you get their attention? How do you get the opportunity to bid? The second is, what do I do if they ask for references or they want more experience than I've got?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So let's take the second one first. I don't think they're going to ask for references. B, just be totally honest. Say, I've got 8 jobs or however many you've got. 4 of them I work with directly. Here's their numbers. You're welcome to call them and ask how I've done with them. The other 4, I've subcontracted through another. Just tell them straight up. So you can tell them you've done the work. You're not you're explaining, hey, I have a subcontractor, but I've done this job. You can't call them because it's through a subcontractor, but I've done it. I'm happy to provide pictures. And here's the jobs that I've done. But more importantly, I'd ask a question. So the way I would do that, if they said to me, hey, Mike, you know, tell me the jobs that you've done. I go, well, and I give them a 10-second explanation. I've done 3 or 4 here. I've done 3 or 4 there. But there's a reason you're asking me that question. Tell me why that's important, right? Because they're not wanting to know what jobs you've done. They're wanting to know, can I trust you? Do you have enough equipment? Will you do what you say you're going to do? So let them tell you about that and then really spend more time answering that question. So if I said, hey, well, I've done these jobs and these jobs, but there's got to be a reason you're asking that. Tell me about that. And they go, well, you just seem small and I'm not sure you can do it. Then I would go, that's a great point. Let me give you my bonding insurance, copy my bond. So if I ever take money, first of all, I don't know what your payment terms are, but you can say, hey, for the floor work, we're not going to get paid until after we're done, or we get a deposit, but we won't get the bulk till it's done. So you're protected there. Yep. Second, here's my insurance information. Third, because I'm small, you are my top priority. Not only am I looking to make this job go well for you, but I would like you to be a reference, right? I need that. So quite frankly, I'm going to go above and beyond and break my neck to make sure that you don't just have an 8 or 9 experience, but that you have a 12 experience so you can be a good referral for me. Is that something you're comfortable with? And 9 times out of 10, people are going to go, yeah, that sounds great. And then they'll think, this is a small company. He needs the work. He's going to do a better job. And you've now kind of repositioned your lack of experience in terms of, hey, we're going to be a big deal for him. Is any of that, any questions, or does that all sound like something that you could do and you can see working?
That sounds perfect. That sounds spot on. Actually,
okay. Yep. So that's how we deal with that. And just remember, a lot of times people don't know what to ask. If they're asking a bunch of weird questions, it's because you haven't taken control of the sales process. So I think they might be like, well, I feel like I should ask something. I can't just get a price and then tell them to leave. So like they'll go, what other work have you done? And again, they're really not looking for references or that. And they're never going to call them. They just don't know what to ask. So if you take charge of that conversation, I'll
they
try.
Just, making conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, you have to answer. Don't ever, you know, be shady or try to, because again, even if they're not interested in the question, but you're like, well, I've done some work, but I can't really share. And I don't know. And I promise it. And if they get any feeling that you're trying to be, suspect, or you're not sharing everything, then the thing that started off as just making conversation is now a real concern. Like, wait, why is he being so shady? So I think if you're ready for that answer going in, that's going to help. But more importantly, take control of the conversation. So when you walk out, if you just act like you've done this before, and not act, you have done this before. Just like when we do podcasts, right? Nobody interviews me, because as soon as we get on the phone, I take charge and say, here's what we're going to do. Here's the thing. We've got the deal, blah, blah, blah. As you just experienced, and no one's ever said, well, I don't know. Have you done a podcast before? How do I know this will be good? So there's a lot of nonverbal ways that you can communicate, verbal and nonverbal ways that you can communicate. You're in charge. They can trust you. They can follow your lead. You know what you're doing. And I would focus on those more than trying to worry about exactly how many jobs you've used and who to use, or who you can use as a reference. Any questions on that before we move on to how to get their attention?
No, that's all perfect. That's very straightforward. Very good. Yeah.
Cool. So what are you doing to get their attention now? How have you gotten the jobs that you've gotten? Not the subcontracted jobs, but the direct jobs.
Okay, I've done direct mail, face-to-face, Google AdWords. What else we use? Facebook, Gumtree. Gumtree, like free advertising from, you know, online, anything online, basically.
Okay. Well, you said some face-to-face. That wouldn't be online. So it sounds like you've tried a lot of stuff. What's worked and what hasn't?
To be honest, the free ads is what's bringing the job. That's what's bringing the hits in. AdWords brings the phone calls in, but the sustainable contracted work that I have has all been face-to-face, drop a letter in, and I've never got it first go. It's always been 6 to 12 months down the track, they give me a call.
Well, first of all, that's a great that's huge insight. Is my, and I'll kind of give you some strategies to get jobs today. But my favorite way my favorite way to get a job is a referral. My second favorite way is to have, and we talk about this in other episodes, where you've got your website set up to collect their information. So you give them a lead magnet or a checklist or some sort of downloadable thing that somebody that's looking to get a cleaning service would be very interested in exchange for their contact information. When you have that contact information, instead of what a lot of the smaller companies do, is just kind of a random, oh, I'll give this guy a call, or I'll give that guy an email, or maybe I should check in, or I'll run in on these guys. And it's just very random. You want to create a system where they all get the same 27 emails over the first 6 months. They all get the same phone call at day 3, at day 7, at day 20. They all get a visit once, you know, whatever the case may be, but you want to have a system where everybody gets the same touch, and everybody, so you just put people in the funnel, and then you know, like, hey, every 10 people I put in the funnel, I get 2 bids, and every 2 bids, I get 1 sale. So if I want 10 sales, I just need to put 100 people in the funnel. So I love that you identified none of the jobs that you got, or very few of the jobs that you got right off the bat. Most of them are, you have this conversation that's ongoing, and when they're ready, they reach out to you. Is that the case?
That's exactly how it's happened, yes.
Okay, cool. So I love that. So first and foremost, I go with referrals. Have you gone to the people that you're working for now and contacted them about getting a referral or a reference of other people they think would enjoy your services?
Yes, I have. Every time I run into the clients, I always, you know, mention, because a lot of them are chains. Their business, you know, they're not a single business themselves. So I always ask, you know, can you speak to the people in the next town, or can you speak to your boss next time you see him, because he might control 4 buildings. And that's the sort of thing that I'm using with those people. And these contracts I've had for 4 years since I really started going. So, nothing's come of it yet, but I'm always continuously asking and trying to get those contacts. And but. Yeah, just the waiting game.
Well, let me give you a couple tools to supercharge that. First of all, I'm a big fan of giving value before you ask for value, or, you know, before giving before you get. So instead of going and asking for, or I shouldn't say instead of, here's a way to do it that might be a little more effective. Every time you see them, go, hey, how are we doing? And you're either going to get one of two answers. One, not great, or there's a problem, or I've got an issue. In that case, I'm not going to ask for a referral right then, right? I haven't earned the right. That conversation is going to go, oh my gosh, what do I need to do to fix it? As you know, we want to do amazing work. And that conversation is 100% going to be around how can you do better, which is great, right? Because I'd rather have that conversation and fix it than just have them quit a month later without saying anything. So never start with, hey, can you refer me? Always start with, how are we doing? If you're not doing well, fix it. And that's an opportunity saved. Most of the time, they're going to go, oh, man, Matt, you're doing a great job. We love you. Well, now you've kind of set that up. So I'd even take it a step further and go, hey, let's have some fun. Would you, let me video, I got my iPhone here. Let me video you real quick. Can we chat for like 5 minutes and then just take them through? So what were you like before you found us? Oh, well, we had these people and they sucked. And then how did you get a hold of us? Well, you know, we called you in the Yellow Pages, but that's awesome. And I remember bidding and we did, and you know, just have a conversation. You know, what's life like now that you're working with us? You know, oh, well, Maddie's the best. I don't have to worry about any of that stuff. So now you spend, I don't know, 2 to 5 minutes making a little testimonial video. And it's a conversation, right? And don't try and have them like, hey, tell everyone how good we are. They don't like that. Just tell the story. Hey, could I get on film the story of us getting together? I would love to share that with some of my other clients. And the cool thing is once you do that, they'll start trying to tell the world how great you are. So you don't have to say, tell everyone how good we are. You just say, how did we get together? What was your life like before? How do you like it now? What, you know, man, I remember we did this. You just kind of have a conversation and they'll immediately start telling the world how awesome you are just because you've got a camera on them. Is that all? Are you with me so far?
Yep. That's good. I've never would have thought of that in a million years.
That's why I'm here, my friend. It'll take you 2 minutes. It's a ton of fun.
Yep.
And now 2 things have happened. One, they told you, Maddie, you're doing a great job. Because you asked them, how are we doing? You're doing great. We love you. Oh, okay, shoot. Would you tell your story? I'd love to have a little chat. We'll just video put up on the website. It'll be fun. Now they've told the world, oh, Maddie's the best. So it's really hard for them not to give you a referral now because they just told everyone how amazing you are. So instead of saying, hey, if you get a chance, tell those guys. After you do that, go, man, you are amazing. I really appreciate the help. You know, what do I need to do to get all of your work? Just ask them that. Now there's the way you phrase the question. A, you've given a lot of value. You put them on film so they feel important. You've asked how your services and are you doing a good job? They said you're doing amazing. So you've already given value. You've made them feel great about A, working with you, B, about their day. Now, instead of saying, hey, I forget how you phrased it, but it was kind of an option like, hey, you know, if you get a chance, tell them we're great. They already told everyone they're great. You've got the video to prove it. You go, what do I need to do to get in on all of your business? Right now, the way you phrase the question, the only way they can answer is, what you need to do, right?
Yep.
Cool. And generally, they're not going to go, there's nothing you can do. It's impossible, right? And if they do, you go, come on, if we did it for free, I'll bet you they'd let me start. Well, yeah, for free. All right, what about $100?
Yeah.
You know, just start that conversation instead of, if you get a chance, do this thing, to right now, what do I need to do to get that work? And that conversation, especially after the video you just shot, will be way higher caliber.
Okay, gotcha.
Cool. So that's what I'd start with on the referrals. Like I said, the best, easiest client is always a referral. They pay more. They're happier. They're nicer human beings. It costs nothing to acquire. Those are your Cadillac of new clients would be referrals. And there's no way that you said, hey, if I had them 4 years, it's the waiting game. Say, I've had you for 4 years. And for 4 years, I've been saying, hey, shoot me a, you know, let me know about the other guys. Enough of that. What do I need to do to get all your work? Just tell me and I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the first way. We've only got a couple minutes left. Actually, geez, we got to hit the lightning round. Let me say one quick thing and we'll move on. When it comes to the free stuff or the Facebook or the AdWords, sounds like you've tried a lot. Listen to some of the other episodes. It's really not about what medium you use, like Facebook's good or Google's bad or pay-per-click's good or face-to-face is bad. It's really understanding your customers, what's important to them, what keeps them up at night, what problem they want solved, and just being able to demonstrate that you understand their problem better than anybody else. You don't have to tell them you can solve it. Just demonstrate you understand it better, and you'll be shocked at how many bids that you get. So I'm not trying to give you a quick answer, but I do want to hit the lightning round, and we're running out of time. Any quick questions before we hit the lightning round?
No, it's all very straightforward. It's all very good advice.
All right. Well, I've been yapping this whole time. Here's your turn, my friend. 3 quick questions. You're going to give me 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice. Any setback is a setup for a comeback. That's just a little saying I was told once, and it's always worked out for me.
I like that. I'm gonna steal that and claim it as my own. Question 2. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? Maybe you can save us from having to go through it ourselves.
My biggest mistake over the last few years has been taking on too much responsibility for myself and not trusting my team, my staff. It's Not relying on them and trying to do everything yourself it's painful and it doesn't end well at all.
Very insightful for Cleaning Nation. Don't miss that. That was big. Taking on too much responsibility, not trusting your staff. If you don't trust your staff, it's because you got the wrong people or because you haven't trained them well or because you're insane. If you've got the wrong people, get the right one. If you haven't trained them well, train them. If you've got the right people and you've trained them, trust them and let them do their job. So well said. Thanks for sharing, Maddie. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right now, today, before their head hits the pillow that will improve their lives and or their business?
Just have no fear. Don't be scared and don't let anyone put you down or discourage you because you're trying to do something. You should always hold your head up high and just don't let anyone knock you down. Just keep going.
Man, I don't know if this is me just being an ugly, ignorant American, but that have no fear sounds very Australian. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. I am definitely going to take that advice for myself. Hey, Maddie, thank you so much for joining us. And just so you guys know, Cleaning Nation, we are recording this at 10:22 in the a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which I believe is somewhere around 4 a.m. Australia. So this guy is such a trooper. He so wanted to contribute to Cleaning Nation. He stayed up all night just to hang out on the show and was super charming, even on no sleep. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you, not just in Australia, not just in the United States, but in the over 100 countries that we're in. If you want to check out Maddie's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you will find it all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.